The human mind is an incredible thing. We still barely understand how sight really works, let alone how an image or idea can instantly blossom into arousal, desire, need, especially when that idea courts the forbidden, when what we desire is taboo. Whole libraries have been filled with books attempting to explain the psychological basis of our attraction to sexual taboos. But not this one. Taboo will feed you erotic stories of forbidden desire, like fingerfuls of warm chocolate dripping onto your tongue and coaxing from your lips words of sexual delirium, erotic danger, and sweetly explicit detail. Here are 22 superbly written, brand new short stories featuring couples who want it so bad they can taste it, and they do, over and over again. Old pros such as M. Christian, Thomas S. Roche, and Allison Tyler rub elbows with highly talented newcomers, such as Donna George Story, P.S. Haven, Saskia Walker, and many others, to present stories of couples who make their most taboo erotic fantasies come true. I've worked closely with each of these authors to ensure that every detail is realistic. Each taboo is stunningly wicked, yet entirely possible to recreate in real life, and to guarantee the sex you'll read about here offers some of the hottest encounters you'll find in print. These stories are intended not only for the sublime satisfaction of solitary reading. They follow in the tradition of Sweet Life 1 and Sweet Life 2, anthologies of erotic fantasies for couples that encourage readers to try this at home. Taboo takes the fantasies even further into the realm of the forbidden, the oft-voiced request from readers who regularly deluge my inbox with email. Everyone wants more fantasies, yes, but with more daring, more edginess, a bit more danger mixed with desire, though still safe enough to try at home and in an assortment of other creative settings. In fact, The Ultimate Guide to Sexual Fantasies, my next effort in Cleese's Ultimate Guide series, was written just to help readers make those fantasies come true, with wet, sweet, and sticky success. Take, for example, Allison Tyler's You Can't Always Get What You Want, in which a couple's long-distance separation brings their kinky fantasies to the boiling point, culminating in a public encounter sure to shock and arouse. Dexter Cunningham's Old Friends turns a common fantasy on its head. A husband hopes to join his wife and her visiting schoolmate in a threesome, but what the women have in mind goes far beyond his expectations. In Ira Riley's The Fifth Day, a sexy housewife has her husband's blessing to seduce a handsome house painter, but then is dealt a surprise that gives her, and our, fantasies a very postmodern twist. Some fantasies of sexual taboo are not for the faint of heart. They are carefully laid traps that slam our forbidden fantasies up against pure, unfettered lust. In Erica Dumas's Dress Me Up, a woman in an elegant restaurant is compelled to enter a situation rife with rough sex and public humiliation. Skye Black's medical attention goes far beyond feet-in-the-stirrups doctor's office fantasies, and even the doctor-nurse story After Hours by Dante Davidson twists the rules of medical ethics in a fresh new way. In Thomas S. Roche's Cocked and Loaded, what begins with a day at the shooting range climaxes at home when dominance and submission become the target for a couple who get off on intense edge play. Welcome to Taboo. The couples whose deepest, darkest, sweetest, and naughtiest fantasies are played out within these pages are committed to each other without question. They push the limits of sex, lust, and fantasy as far as they can to please each other and get off together. I find each of these stories to be remarkable. They offer hot and very explicit sex, loving couples, realistic details, distinctive and unforgettable writing, and a full menu of taboos where no one is hurt, exploited, or in danger, and everyone gets off. These stories have become a personal source of prime fantasy material for me. I hope Taboo inspires you too. Violet Blue, San Francisco, February 2004.